Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for Lickin' On Lending.
Welcome, everybody. Good to have you with us.
Welcome to Lickin' On Lending, a weekly mortgage market update providing up-to-the-minute information on interest rates, loan programs, and hot industry news, all related to the mortgage industry. Brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. To participate in today's program, our guest call-in line is 646-716-4972. And now here's your host of Lickin' On Lending, David Lickin.
Let's begin.
Folks, it's that time of the year again where we start looking back over the last year and we also start looking forward to the new year. At the same time, we start looking at how are things set up? Do we have our lives organized in the way that we want to? Are we living our lives the way we want to? For me, as I get older, I'm 69, turning 70 this year. And I look back and I go, do I have all the insurance in place? Is my will in place? I plan on living a long time, so no, there's no premonition here of a short ending. But I do look forward to it. My wife recently asked me, honey, what happens if you passed away suddenly? I know you plan to live forever, but, you know, what would happen? And it caused me to start looking at a lot of things. And it got me thinking, I need to get my old friend Matt Reddick back on the phone to talk about insurance. Now, insurance, health insurance, life insurance, all these kind of things are kind of like we kick that can down the road. But you kick it down the road, and all of a sudden, you're dead or you're in a medical situation, and guess what? You are in a hurting way. So we need to visit this, and that's what we're going to do today, and how appropriate to do it. Well, the last Monday of the year and the last podcast for 2019. So I want to welcome Matt Reddick. Matt, good to have you on the podcast.
Thanks, David. This being the 30th, it is the day before my big 66th birthday, so I'm right behind you.
Oh,
plan to live,
you're all
plan
right.
To live forever. But, yeah. You know, we look younger than our birth certificate says, so that's what really matters.
Yeah, well, at least I'll tell you that. You tell me that, and we'll try to keep that. It's for some, you look at that as a delusion, but for us, we'll just keep it going. We keep building each other up. Love positive support groups. You are so positive about how you approach so many aspects of life. And you also represent in your business is to focus on those things that many people like, insurance, it's such a pain. Okay. How do you figure this all out? So, Matt, you need to help us work this through and make it make more sense. And we've talked previously in previous podcasts, and we're going to put links to those, about the program. And I want you to just give a brief talk about the other programs we talked about previously, and we'll put the links to that podcast. But talk about that.
Well, I always say that no one wants to talk to an insurance agent and a used car salesman. So whenever you bring up the word insurance, everyone's, you know, tuner tunes out. There's all kinds of insurance we need, from auto insurance to homeowners insurance to life insurance to, you know, disability insurance. And everybody hates to pay for premiums. The only time people are glad they paid for premiums is once they have a claim. And they hope they never have a claim. So insurance is not a very interesting or glamorous topic. But it's one that takes the risk off of us if our house does burn down, if we get in a car accident, if we end up in the hospital with a triple bypass surgery, or if we pass away. So it is a necessary part of life to have the right kinds of overall insurance in place. But I think what you want to discuss today was some of the challenges with the healthcare insurance and deductibles and co-insurance and what's happening across America.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about. And it's so confusing because there's so many different programs out there. And we're not going to try to educate you, the listener, on all the programs out there. But I want you to be aware of one, and it's called Triada Gap Plus Plan and the HRM program. So let's get into this, Matt. What is Triada, and what is Triada Gap Plus Plan?
Yeah, let's talk about the real quickly the healthcare challenges and where the Gap Plus Plan comes in to help pay for those deductibles and coinsurance for each employee. Employers who employ employees always have a challenge in, you know, attracting and retaining good candidates and good people, good team members. And one of the things they have to obviously offer, David, is health insurance. Well, health insurance premiums keep rising double digits every year, so the employer has to jump around and shop around and get a broker to find the best policy with the lowest premiums. And in most cases now, the employee has to pay a part of the premium themselves, either on their insurance or if they're married, their spouse and or children. And unfortunately, the cost of health insurance premiums in the last 10 years has risen, from one report I saw, anywhere from 60 to 100%, which
wow.
is, you know, that's hard money out of your pocket. And then the deductibles where, you know, most health insurance plans have a deductible now of $2,000 a person with a coinsurance of up to $4,000 or $5,000 for them before the insurance company pays 100%. So all this means that the individual employee is paying more out of pocket to have the health insurance, and they're paying more out of pocket to cover their deductibles before the insurance starts to pay anything at all. And one little statistic that I'll throw out there that I think is sad but important, Kaiser Family Foundation this year did a survey and found that 66.5% of all bankruptcies in the U.S. are because of medical issues, either a medical claim or they were sick and couldn't work and had no income coming in. So it's a huge problem for not just employers, but really individual Americans across the country.
Everyone thinks, well, that won't happen to my life. Well, again, it does happen. You look at the statistics, you look at those kind of studies, it's sobering. So let's talk about how people can prepare, and specifically prepare with this program.
Well, your major medical plans or whatever the employer brings to you, it could be Blue Cross Blue Shield, United Healthcare, it could be Cigna, it could be a number of different companies. But with that, whatever major medical plan you have, again, David, you always have, as an employee, you have a deductible to meet. So if my deductible is $2,000 and I have to go into the hospital or have outpatient surgery or things, I have to pay that $2,000 first. Then after that, the insurance company might pick up 80%. And I have to pay 20% of future claims until I have paid out a total of $4,000 for me, or maybe $6,000 or $8,000 for my family. So those are hard cost dollars coming out of my pocket. So where the Triada Gap Plus program comes in, it's a gap program. It's a gap plan that covers the gap that would cover all of my deductible from the first dollar out of pocket, all the way through the coinsurance of the 80-20 until the insurance company pays 100%. In other words, if my deductible was $2,000 and my total out-of-pocket was $4,000, the gap plan is going to cover all of that for me, so I would have no money out-of-pocket for any kind of hospital, in-hospital expenses or outpatient expenses such as MRIs, X-rays, outpatient surgery, and things like that.
How is this structured and who pays for it?
Yeah, very, very good question. It is structured based on whatever plan you have. So if your major medical, if your employer has a plan that you have deductible of $1,000 and the out-of-pocket is, say, $2,500, it's going to match that dollar for dollar up to those limits. If you have a plan that has a $3,000 deductible and a $7,000 total out-of-pocket, it's going to match that as well. So whatever your current major medical plan is, the gap plan is going to match it. Now, who pays for it? Very interesting thing. Just like major medical insurance, there's a cost to it, and the employer might pay all of it or a part of it, and the employee has to pay the other part. So there is a cost, and that depends on the age of the person and depends on if they're employee or employee plus spouse or family plan. So there's a cost to the gap plan, what they call gap plus plan. That is taken out of the employee's check pre-tax, just like your health insurance would. So it's going to bring down your taxable income. You'll be in a lower tax bracket. And then obviously you'd be a little bit short on your check if you're paying a premium even pre-tax.
Right.
So what Triada has done, they have a Triada Health Insurance Company that covers you for in-hospital and outpatient expenses. But they've also created what they call an HRM. It's a separate company. It's called Triada HRM, Health Risk Management. It's like a provider, like your providers that Blue Cross has, and what doctors you can go to, what hospitals you can go to, and outpatient surgical facilities you can go to. The HRM is here for one reason, David, and that's to help each of the employees to become healthier, happier, and just more adjusted individuals for themselves, their families, and for their employer, because it's really about prevention. We want to help prevent things from coming down the pike like diabetes or high blood pressure or, you know, cutoff stroke in the beginning, just all the things that are involved in trying to become a healthier person. And so by engaging with one of their HRM health coaches once a month, either by phone call or by email or text messaging, social media, there's a lot of different ways. Triada has a portal you can go on once a month and kind of update what you're doing. what happens is the Triada HRM sends a claim payment or request for a claim payment to the Triada Health Insurance Company, and the health insurance company then sends you a, they call it a claim payment, I call it a premium reimbursement back into your account on the very day you're paid by your employer.
Okay.
So if you're paid on the 15th and the 30th, you get that claim payment, or what I call the premium reimbursement check, going to you.
Mm-hmm.
You're made whole, so there's no money out of pocket for the GAP program.
Who is this insurance for?
There's a concern for the employee, which is, well, man, my deductible is $2,000 per person,
right,
out of pocket $6,000. The Kaiser Family Foundation this year, their survey called the Employer Health Benefit Survey, found that more than half of all Americans who have insurance end up using most or all of their savings to pay medical bills. So it's not those who don't have insurance, it's those who do have insurance but have very high deductibles and what they call coinsurance, 80-20 split until you're paid out of pocket,
yeah,
$5,000 or $6,000. So a GAP plus, a GAP program, will cover that gap for the employee. So if they went to the employer and said, hey, Bob, guess what? I heard on a podcast with David Licken, a phenomenal program. It's not, doesn't change our major medical plan. We're just going to stay with Blue Cross or Cigna, whoever it is. But there's a GAP plan that covers the gap. It'll cover all of my deductible every year if I need it and my coinsurance. And there's a premium for it, but it ends up not costing me anything in the end. You need to check this out, because this is something really valuable for all of us. It needs to be paid for by the employee because of ERISA law. It needs to be paid for by the employee. But all the employee has to do is engage monthly, quickly, in 10 minutes or so, with one of the HRM health coaches. Now, there are nurse, these are all licensed and accredited professionals. They're nurse practitioners, registered nurses, registered dietitians, therapists, athletic trainers, certified occupational therapists. So you get to choose one or more HRM coach that you want to work with. I brought this to my financial services company. I was the first one to sign up. I'm working with both a registered dietitian and an athletic trainer. Okay, so I can live to be 105 years of age. That's my goal.
Okay.
And so by simply engaging with them, just engaging with them for 10, 15 minutes on the phone, again, an email, a text, social media, on the portal,
right,
I get a claim payment, they call it, or a reimbursement check that goes into my account on the 15th and the 30th that in essence pays back to me what I paid for the GAP Plus insurance. So I'm made whole. As a matter of fact, everybody ends up getting a little bit more than that, which they can use for guaranteed issue voluntary benefits like critical illness, accident insurance, disability, which is very important, and life insurance up to $250,000. These are all guaranteed voluntary benefits. With the extra money in your check, you can devote to and purchase these kind of guaranteed issue voluntary benefits.
Let's talk about enrollment in GAP. Is it voluntary or is it mandatory if a company signs up for it?
Well, we have found that when the employees, and there are some very good short videos that Triada puts out to educate the employee, as well as some emails they send out, and the sign-up rate is over 80%. It's like 85 to 87% of all employees with all employers so far, but it is entirely voluntary.
All right, but an individual can't sign up for this if they're working for a company. It has to be an employer-sponsored program. Is that correct?
Yes, it is correct. And there is like two sides to a coin. There is this flip side of the coin here that has a huge benefit for the employer, which I usually only talk to employers about because employees don't really care about this part. But because the premium for the GAP coming out of the employee's pocket initially is pre-tax, the employer, who has to match FICA payroll taxes on the taxable portion of each employee's check at 7.65%, there's an average savings of $450 per employee per year in FICA payroll tax savings. So if an employer had 1,000 employees, they can save around $450,000 to the bottom line that they didn't have before, that goes straight to the bottom line. So there is a financial incentive for the employer to offer this as well, because they can save some significant money as well.
So fascinating. The HRM, or the health risk management HRM component of this, is really interesting. Am I correct in saying that this is really a program where it is no cost to the employer? It is really net effect if the employee will, you know, follow the program of talking once a month about their health and health issues with some advisor. Is there any catches in there? Is there like a lot of time? Is there classes? Is there tension? I mean, what does the employee have to do to qualify for the reimbursement?
The health coach is not going to have you running a half a marathon in 2 months or say you have to do 100 push-ups a day. It's all they find out what you want, David. There are so many benefits of the HRM program with Triada. First thing that they'll do is a biometric screening, which some gyms do now. It's non-invasive. You put your hands on a scanner and your feet on a scanner with your socks on, and it reads your cardiovascular health, your small nerve neuropathy, they call it, body mass index. It provides valuable data to your health coach in detecting things like diabetes, stroke, heart attack, and a lot of other things. And then the other benefit of the HRM is that if you want to talk about nutrition, or a certain kind of exercise, or, if like me, I have high blood pressure. I want to know what foods I can take that might bring some of that down. Michelle has, my wife, high cholesterol. She's going to talk to them about, well, what should I be watching for or staying away from so I can reduce my cholesterol? They have a telemedicine benefit. Now, I paid for Teladoc, which is probably the number one telemedicine, thing in the country. It cost me $100 a year. If I used it, if I called the doctor on the phone, if I'm on vacation and I'm sick, it cost me $50 as a copay. This is totally included in the Triada Health Risk Management Program. There's no cost with telemedicine. There's counseling services. There's patient advocacy. If someone needed to be picked up from their house and taken to their doctor, or if you got a bill that you thought was going to be $1,000 for some surgery and they bill you for $7,000, you got a patient advocacy group that can help you. They even include wearable devices, which is kind of cool. So like your Fitbit, Garmin, or Apple. Yeah. So my son and his wife, they love their Fitbit. It's like, I've got a watch. That's enough for me. I don't want a Fitbit too. But they use it, and it tracks their number of steps, the miles they've walked, and all that. That can be uploaded on the Triada portal, and then the health coach knows what you're doing. And by doing that, that qualifies that month for your reimbursement check every month. So you have to do something every month to qualify for a new reimbursement check, and doing something like the wearable device and uploading it certainly does that.
So that starts to sound like, my life is already so hectic and so overcommitted. How am I going to find the time to fit in yet one more thing? Is this done over the phone? Is it done? I'm assuming it's done. I think you said it's done over the phone. But how long is the minimum, and what is the accountability that they hold me to? Is it just me calling them and listing for an hour a week or an hour a month or something? Get specific on that if you could.
Yeah, that's a very good question, because some employees think, look, I can't, and most people say, look, I can't fit one more thing in my life. I am maxed out so badly. No, there's no requirement. There's no time limit you have to spend with your coach. You don't have to see him in person. My gal's name is Julia. She's out of state. I use my car when I'm driving as kind of my office on wheels to make phone calls. So if I talk to her for 10 minutes, that qualifies. If I email her back and forth, and these HRM health coaches, it's their job assignment to proactively reach out to all the people in their group to be sure that they satisfy and qualify each month for that claim reimbursement check. So they'll reach out to us, an email back and forth, on the portal updating something, a text message, social media, or the Fitbit, uploading what you're doing. It is so simple. It takes 10 or 15 minutes, maybe a month. That's all, not a week, just a month. And what happens too, David, is that these HRM health coaches, they're real people. They care about you. They want to know what you want out of this program and what you're interested in. And they're going to help send you stuff via email to help you understand, to read it, to whatever it is that you want. They're there to help you. And they end up becoming very close friends in the process.
Who isn't interested in learning more what they could do to improve their health? We're becoming more and more health conscious. The fact is that we're wearing Fitbits and the Apple watches, and everything's getting monitored more closely. And I think there's generally a greater acceptance of this and adoption to it. So I'm interested in the feedback. Tell us a story of anything that comes to mind of someone that has been impacted by this.
there's a car dealership up in Ohio that had about an 80% sign-up rate, and one of their technicians had a daughter that had to have surgery, and their out-of-pocket cost for that surgery was like $7,500. And he came back and said that it was all paid except for like $400, he said, which was easy for them to pay. And when that got it on the dealership, the enrollment jumped to over 90%. So, you know, we call it kind of success stories. It's like, well, we hate to call it a success story because something bad happened. But there was not this bleeding of money out of this technician's pocketbook. He didn't have to sweat it. He had Triada there to cover almost 100% of that very large bill.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, they're happening all across the country. Even our VP of our financial services company, James, said that, and this was pre-Triada Gap Plus, but he said he has a son, his name is Drew, and Drew's 13, and he had to have some facial surgery, and they said, oh, it'll be around $1,500. He got the bill, was $10,000. He said it took him 3 months of calling, harassing, threatening lawsuits with the medical facility to get it back down to where they had estimated. He said, if I could have turned that over to the patient advocacy with Triada, he said, I'd have turned that over in a second because that took a lot of my brain power, a lot of my emotions to try and get that straightened out.
Wow. So they will jump in and will pursue some of this for you. And so they're health advocates. I mean, they're walking alongside you, taking on their issues. And it really, if you follow the health risk management program, it's really going to come back at no cost to you. What is the pushback that you're hearing why people don't sign up for this? It seems like a no-brainer.
Well, that's an interesting question because whenever there is a meeting with the firm and there's a couple of slides that we show, a short video, we answer questions, and what pops up all the time is that very question. People will say, well, why wouldn't everybody sign up for this? There's not a reason why not to. The reason is probably not 100%, it's over 80, 85%, is there may be some people out of town, on vacation, they didn't get to attend the meeting, they don't understand how it works, and so then the next, you know, re-enrollment of the following year, they can get involved, because it's kind of like health insurance. It's an enrollment period of a week or 10 days, and then it's, you know, locked in for a year, and so new people can come in the following year.
Walk us through the process. An employee gets this, refers this podcast on to their employer. The employer goes, huh, sounds interesting. It actually saves me money and no cost to the employee, adds extra benefits to them. We're always looking forward to adding benefits of value to our employees. You know, how do we do this? So they then contact you and get it started.
Right,
walk us through the process.
Yeah, I have a meeting with them. I have some slides that I'll show in a joint debt meet so they fully understand the moving parts and how it works. We get with HR. HR provides to us an employee census, so we know the employees, their dates of birth, so we'll know their ages, where they live, addresses, payroll, all that kind of stuff. And then once the employee picks which plan that they want, single, married, family plan, then the HR person knows, based on the premiums that we give to them, what to deduct from the employee's payroll twice a month. And once that is set up from the HR person, and employers love this, David, is the HR person is now done with it. They're out of it. Any correspondence with Triada, any questions on the portal or talking with HR coach is all done by Triada. So it takes no more time after that initial time with the HR person once it's set up.
There's got to be a number of other GAP-type programs out there. Is that correct? Or is this one of a kind or first of its kind?
Well, that's an excellent question as well. There are GAP programs out there that will cover some or even all of the deductible in the coinsurance. What no one else has, and this is why we call it GAP Plus, the plus meaning it's the HRM aspect of it. So by plugging into a health coach and getting a claim, we're the only one that has the claim reimbursement, and it has to come from not the employer, has to come from a health insurance company to be ERISA compliant. So we're the only one in the country that has that extra step, which is the HRM facility that can generate that claim.
So everyone's thinking the question, this is too good to be true. Where's the catch? Where's the business model here? I love studying business models. Any most everyone listening to this podcast has that running in the back of their mind. Okay, too good to be true. Yeah. Who's paying? Where's the money? Someone's paying something to make this all work.
Yeah, there's two aspects of it. And when I'm going through the PowerPoint slides, matter of fact, David, I will stop on this one and say, okay, so here's what you're wondering. If there's a cost to the program and a reimbursement check, how is Triada making any money? And right. Here's how they do it in two ways, and it's very simple. It's just simple math. Let's say I'm looking at one of my slide examples of a 45-year-old employee, and he wants family coverage. He makes $55,000 a year. So his gap premium is going to be $761 every pay period. So if he's earning $55,000 a year, that's $2,292 a pay period minus $761. That is a pre-tax deduction. The claim check that he is going to get, which is post-tax, it's not taxable, is $600. So you think, well, wait, they took out $761, he gets back $600. That's not even. Yes, it is, because after the $761 pre-tax, his taxable income is $1,531. His tax bracket's going to be a little bit lower, but his tax is going to be $214, not $413 if there was no gap premium, which means his net paycheck is $1,317. And now with the $600 after-tax claim reimbursement check that Triada sends, he now has $1,917 in his account, not $1,879 that he was getting normally without the GAP program. So he's received $38 a paycheck more in his paycheck. So where the company makes money is the pre-tax deduction of $761 compared to the after-tax premium claim payment of $600 is a difference of $161 that they get to keep. But again, okay. The employee still is made whole, actually a little bit more whole. And there's a second aspect of where the company makes money we hadn't really discussed. The employer does pay a fee every month to have their employee on the GAP program. And depending on if it's an employee only or employee plus spouse or family, it's anywhere from $30 to $40 per month that the employer
per
is
employee.
Paying per employee. So there is a cost there, and that's the money that Triada also gets to keep. But again, with the tax savings that we're seeing, even after paying that monthly fee for each employee, they're netting a tax savings on FICA payroll taxes of $450 per employee.
So there really is a net neutral number to the employer, but that pickup is being realized by Triada. Is that correct?
Yes. It's the difference between a pre-tax deduction and not after-tax deduction, having a pre-tax
right.
deduction, and then sending them a post-tax or after-tax claim reimbursement where it makes a person whole.
If I understand correctly, you work with insurance brokers across the country. I can understand so because they have an established account base, and I would imagine this has a real appeal working with clients.
Yeah, it really does. Health brokers, their number one job is to go out and work with, small, medium, and large-sized companies to bring group policies. And so they have an established client base, just as you said, David. And the one thing that they're aware of is that premiums go up every single year, and so deductibles are going up. Try and keep premiums low, and the GAP policy can cover all of that deductible and coinsurance. So it's a real win-win for the broker to be able to offer not only the major medical, but also the GAP program. And one of my very good friends, Daniel Risen, with One Digital, which is a huge health brokerage firm, I work with in Nashville.
Oh, well, good. Well, let's go get Daniel. Would you mind if we bring him on the phone here, have him come on, and let's interview him, get his thoughts on this program?
Sure. I think that'd be fun. I'm sure he'd enjoy it.
This is Daniel Risen.
Hi, Daniel. This is Dave Licken. I got Matt Reddick on the line with me. You know Matt. You work closely with him. And we're doing a podcast on the Triada Gap Plus plan, and it's a special feature of the HRM, Health Risk Management, and wanted to get an insurance broker's perspective on this. But you've never been on my podcast, so let's first of all let our listeners know a little bit about you. Tell us about you and your business and what you do.
Sure. Well, David and Matthew, thanks for your time today. I really appreciate you guys inviting me on. I've spent the past decade in the health insurance business working with small, medium, and large employers and helping them really design and manage their group benefit packages. And that primarily centers around their health insurance coverage and how those employees are, one, getting and obtaining those services through their providers, and then also how they're understanding and leveraging and using their benefits throughout the year is where our team comes into place, and we're the advocates for them.
That's good. You and Matt are working on this Triada Gap Plus plan with HRM benefits, the health risk management benefits. That is really intriguing me. How is this working or sounding to the companies that you're introducing Matt to?
Well, you know, a little thing happened in 2010 called the Affordable Care Act, which had a pretty big impact in the healthcare space. You know, looking at last year, 17.8% of the United States GDP went towards health insurance costs in our country. So I would tell you, you know, employers today are struggling to maintain costs, and they're struggling to provide competitive benefits to their employees. And in turn, that's making it much more difficult to attract and retain quality talent. Generally speaking, you know, the health costs and the benefit costs are usually number two and number three on a company's P&L. So being able to come in and offer a business a unique and different solution that, one, can help their employees maintain and stay healthy and more proactive at work, but two, can also be a financial, you know, benefit to the business. I would tell you what Triada is doing is very different in the marketplace, and I think it's something that employers should definitely be considering as they're evaluating their options.
Daniel, who usually pays for the other gap programs that are out there? Is it the employee? Is the employer? What do you see as probably the most common?
I typically see the employees picking up the additional voluntary benefit costs. Most employers are putting, you know, their premium dollars into, you know, the core medical, which makes it much more difficult for employees to elect those additional benefits, because having
right.
the additional costs is usually a financial burden for them.
What percentage of employees are actually signing up and using a health risk management coach?
Typically, when I see employers offering those supplemental benefits, a typical employee engagement is probably 30 to 40%. So with Triada being upwards in the 80s for engagement on their employees, I think it shows a light that, you know, they're really taking a multi-generational approach to how they're engaging the employees. They're doing it, you know, through all the different providers that Matt referred to, but the technology and the ease of use for these employees to actually engage these dietitians or these health coaches, you know, it just makes it that much more of a easier program for them to use and get involved with.
Yeah, I can get it. I mean, it just seems to make so much sense. And Daniel, what I would assume, this would allow you to start working with the employer to adjust what the employer's having as far as the deductible, because this gap, which covers that deductible, is actually stepping in and paying for this. So is this helping to actually reduce the primary health care insurance program?
It's having a number of effects on the total spend for a business. You know, one, you're looking at specific plan designs themselves and how the company
right.
is offering those benefits. Being able to increase deductibles or increase coinsurance is going to lower the monthly cost or the total annual cost for the business itself. But I would say, thinking more long-term, if you're having employees stay engaged in these wellness programs, you know, that can have a significant impact on your total health population. And if you can reduce your total annual spend on your claims as a group in 1 year, in 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, and compound that, you're talking about hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars worth of savings that are then going to
wow.
be invested right back into the business or right back into the employees' pockets.
How many people are starting to really start using this? Is this something that is new enough where you're just starting to see a new adoption of this program?
Well, I can answer that. Triada has a group that's called Great Benefits USA that I'm aligned with, and they have the exclusive agreement to promote and market the Triada Gap Plus program across the country. So we have managing directors throughout the country, and they're the ones who then work with the employers, or like with Daniel Risen, who's a health broker, insurance broker, to offer it to there. So it's picking up a lot of steam. I would say that the majority of the CEOs, and I usually talk with CEOs, CFOs, or presidents of companies, David, and almost every one of them, I mean, at least 90% are interested in learning more and meeting with us or doing a webinar and finding out more and then getting on board for the enrollment process.
How would you say, you know, if there is a business owner out there that's offering benefits and they have not considered, you know, looking at new approaches, or if it's just, you know, figuring out, you know, new creative ways to reduce their current spend towards their benefit programs? I think there's, you know, our industry is changing very quickly, and there's a lot of different alternatives that are out there that employers could be considering. So they're looking for ways to reduce costs. I think whether, you know, they're reaching out to Matt or myself, you know, they should be proactively engaged in looking for those options.
Daniel, this is just so interesting. And for those that want to get a hold of you, if you want to work with someone who's going to get you and help you save money. So you're working with Matt on this. How can people get a hold of you?
They can reach me at my email at drizen@onedigital.com, or they can contact me on my cell phone at 615-498-8286.
What is the best way to reach you, Matt?
Well, either by email or by phone call. Phone number 615-975-4009. And if it's an email, it's my name, Matt, M-A-T-T, Retic, R-E-T as in Tom, T as in Tom, I-C-K, @greatbenefitsusa.com.
We'll put his contact information, listeners, in our show notes. So go to our website, lickingonlending.com. Daniel, thanks so much for taking time out of your busy day to join us. And Matt, thanks so much for all that you have already done for so many employers. I'm excited about this program and getting it out to our listeners. Thank you so much to both of you.
Thank you, David. Appreciate
thank
the
you.
Opportunity.
I want to say a special thank you to our sponsors. Again, we have Black Knight, Open Mortgage, Finastra, MBA, Lenders One, The Mortgage Collaborative, CMLA, as well as Velma, Knowledge Group, Vidyard, VendorSurf, our newest sponsor, and AI Assist. Thanks for listening, everybody. Look forward to having you back here next week.
You've been listening to Lickin' on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.